Good day, dear listeners, and welcome to Believers on Board. Another week is here. Let's be thankful to God and read His Word from 1 Kings 3, 5 through 15. We shall focus on verse 13a, which says, I will also give you what you have not asked for. Ask one and receive more. Ask one and receive more. When you pray, what constitutes the contents of your prayers? Do you pray more often for yourself or for other people? Most of the time, we pray for ourselves and sometimes we pray for others. But in comparison, we pray more times for ourselves and less for other people. It may be useful for you to take a pen and paper one day and list 10 areas you have neglected in your prayers. That would enable you to discover new prayer topics for your family devotion or for your prayers of intercession. You know that as Christians, all of us are prayer warriors, and the list of prayer topics is inexhaustible. Generally, people pray for personal needs, things that would benefit the individual. They pray for good health, success, personal riches, and the prosperity of their children and relatives. Nothing is wrong with that at all. But we can go further to pray for blessings that will enable us serve mankind better. Jesus even challenges us to pray for those who hate us, something that is very difficult, but not impossible. When the Lord asks, what would you like me to give you? The king, in this case King Solomon, replied, give me the wisdom I need to rule your people. That is cute. King Solomon asked for wisdom as a tool of service. Wisdom that will guide the king to rule with love and justice. Wisdom that will enable him know the difference between good and evil. A good leader needs the spirit of discernment to know and deal with the people he or she governs. Genuine leaders find themselves incapable of fulfilling their leadership role without the help of God. That is why wise King Solomon left personal gains and asked God for wisdom. How I wish modern leaders today did that. How I wish our church leaders did that regularly. God appreciated the request of King Solomon because he asked for the wisdom to rule with justice and not for personal benefits. As a result of the king's selfless requests, God blessed him with more than he asked for. Solomon asked for one and received more. God said, all your life you will have wealth and honor. I will give you a long life. Wow. Imagine Solomon asking for something else and not wisdom to govern his people. That may have caused God to be angry with him. But the king refrained from self-centeredness and selfishness. He asked for the ability to work well with his people and the people to work well with him. That wise choice made him get from God more than he bargained for. Solomon's response portrayed him as the wise king he was. We may not be as smart as the third king of Israel, but we can glean some lessons from him. Great people in history are not people who focused on themselves, but those who put others in focus. If you place others first before self and make service to others your main concern, it will not be a surprise if you will soon rank as a great woman or a great man. Those who give priority to the welfare of others remain heroes and heroines of all time. But those who project themselves ahead of other people are listed in the ranks of the unpopular. That was not the style of King Solomon. His priority was the people of Israel whom God had put in his charge. When he chose wisdom over personal gains, God said to him, "Because you have asked for the wisdom to rule justly, instead of long life for yourself or riches or the death of your enemies, I will do what you have asked. I will give you more wisdom and understanding than anyone has ever had before or will ever have again. I will also give you what you have not asked for. All your life you will have wealth and honor, more than that of any other king." I read that from the verses 11 to 13 of our passage. "I have received blessings I did not pray for." That may have been your experience too. Sometimes you pray for money, but God gives you good health. At the other end, somebody is praying for children, but God gives him money and long life. Sometimes God's ways embarrass us, but he knows better what we need even before we ask him. When we pray for blessings that will enable us render services to others, God gives and even adds those we didn't ask for. May that same God bless us with love and wisdom. Amen. We have both spiritual and material needs. If Jesus met you today and then asked, "What do you want to ask my Father today in my name?" what will you tell Jesus? Take a piece of paper. Write down 5 things you want God to do for you. Then go down on your knees and pray for them. I am your pastor and friend, Achoa Umeni. May God answer your prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.